now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. We need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Well, I'm back after a holiday. Took a little bit of a brief break in a place called the Gold Coast, which is north of Sydney, about 12 hours drive, an hour flight. It's kind of a little bit like Miami, I suppose, with a tinge of Las Vegas. Rented an apartment up there and enjoyed the beautiful weather, 77 degrees there, the temperature. Not exactly the warmest conditions, certainly not really swim-worthy, but certainly sitting by the pool and sitting by the beach-worthy, that's for sure. So nice to be back, although the day that I flew back into Sydney, it was raining and dismal, and there was lots and lots of traffic, and you think, ugh, what am I doing? I should move to the beach. Some wonderful news this week. The Tiki Torches album Departure is out on iTunes right now, so we're going to be catching up with the man who's behind the sound. Our segment Dear Coop is back, and we talk Bond and what he will never be. Right now, Warren Barker and 77 Sunset Strip Cha-Cha on the Cocktail Nation.
The Cocktail Nation.
Thanks to Ultraswank.net.
Thank you.
It's the Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper, lounge leader, Moon River Cha-Cha. Great to have you along this evening, back from a break, and very excited to find out that the Tiki Torch's new album, Departure, is out on iTunes right now. You can grab it. And the man behind the sound, Jay Priceman, joins me from the Tiki Torch's. You are the man with your fingerprints all over that sound, my friend.
Yeah, that's all me. I've done this for many years for myself, just making my own music. And along the way, I've picked up a lot of different tricks here and there. A lot of producers I used to listen to, but still, adore, like Joe Meek or Phil Spector or Brian Wilson. The different, techniques that they used, are something that what I was doing for myself, it didn't apply, but for this band, being, from, kind of a genre from the yesteryears, it's more appropriate to give it that, that vintage sound. And, that's kind of what I go for, a lot of natural reverb and echo and that sort of thing.
Yeah, you've certainly achieved it. The songs sound fantastic, and I've heard a lot of the work from the Tiki Torch's before, but this is really, really good. You nailed it. What sort of things do you look for when you're trying to go for that sort of authentic sound? You mentioned natural reverb and things like that. Is there much in trying to get a track to sound as authentic as possible?
Yeah, well, it would drive me crazy to use, old tape reels and that sort of thing. But, so I'm using a digital platform, but starting at the studio, we use, 5050 here in Dallas, they have this, and I hope that they don't have people lining up to use it now because it won't maybe as good for them, but they have this stairwell that they use for the guitar amp, so it doesn't, bleed over to the drums so much. And normally they just put the mic right on it. And, I said, hey, let's put that at the bottom of the stairs, because it doesn't even slant down. I mean, obviously the stairs do, but the ceiling of this corridor is just straight across, and it's just cavernous. So we got, a microphone at the bottom picking up, all that natural reverb. And then mostly when I take it back to my place and I start playing with it, I try to apply, a lot of the old like 50s and 60s effects where you use like a tape reverb, to, just get that sound coming just a fraction of a second, right after. So you kind of get that, it sounds like an echo, but in their little studios, there never was one, but they kind of forced one on there, and kind of extremely so. And I don't, go too far into, the realm of rockabilly and that sort of thing, but I like to give it a little bit of a natural echo. I basically approach it with a three-dimensional, space in mind, and so I'll sort of position the drummers, different drums will go in different areas, the guitar might be a little bit to the right, the keyboards maybe a little bit to the left, but then the echo going to the opposite sides and that sort of thing. And I get obsessed over it. I come home with about 20 tracks or so for one song, and by the time I'm done with it, I'm getting to the realm of, I'm pushing 100 or so by the time I'm done with adding, extra tracks for the echoes and then just different effects. That I try and do little things here and there to make it interesting.
I think the interesting thing with the Tiki Torch's too is this is a fairly small Exotica band. I mean, bands like Martin Denny were much larger. But I suppose with the technology today, you don't necessarily need as many guys to be able to make that same sort of big sound that you did years ago.
Absolutely. The stuff that we play on the record, unfortunately, we really can't produce that live. We'd probably have to have about 8 people, because I definitely use, we'll do usually about 3 takes for a song. And if there's a mess up on one with the guitar, I can replace it from something else, or the keyboards or a drum or whatever, I should say bass as well. In some cases, like Quiet Village, I think I used, from all 3 takes, some of them simultaneously on the keyboards or the guitars as well. Mike James is a great guitar player. I normally hate guitars, actually. And when it came to actually having one in the band, I thought, usually you don't really have guitars in this stuff classically. But he does so so much good stuff that I have so much fun with it. And, you know, like the last thing we did, we go and also record a lot of stuff at the keyboardist's house, Mike Kelly. He has a full setup, and we do a lot of work there, too. This last time we went to do a lot of overdubs, and like the guitar, Mike James put on, I think, 4 different guitar tracks, and I really just used, I mean, shamefully, almost just a few seconds out of that whole, you know, thing that like there's that part in the second verse where the guitar goes into a slide action, and I did a kind of a repeat on that, placing it here and there, going from left to right, just having a lot of fun with it, you know. And it fills up a lot of space, but I didn't use everything because I just wanted that one to be a little bit more simple. It was kind of captivating enough as it was, and I wanted to keep it the way it was.
A lot of people don't realize the intricacies that go into a recording, and I played bongos on a friend's album a little while ago. I've never been into the recording studio for music. I've been to a lot of voiceovers, so I've been in voiceover studios before, but never actually sat in the process, you know, as a musician. And I was so surprised at how little they used of what I did. it was just this one little bit that they wanted in the song that I must have agonized over for weeks on end. And then when I got in there, I was, you know, I wasn't there for a long time. And then on the actual album, when I heard it, I'm like, okay, so that was kind of like I think they used like 2 or 3 bits, and it just kind of popped up here and it popped up there. And then that was it. I was like, wow, I had no idea. But, you know, thus the intricacies of the recording studio. But look, a fabulous album, The Tiki Torch's Departure, the EP. It is out on Apple and iTunes and Spotify and wherever you go to get your music. Congratulations. A fabulous, fabulous album. We've been enjoying it playing over the last couple of weeks here at the Cocktail Nation. So well done.
Thank you so much, Coop. It's been awesome.
Here's The Tiki Torches now and Quiet Village on the Cocktail Nation.
Noticizing, never forget it. I will never forget it.
Pass it on to the guys, Coop said.
Yes, this is a Cocktail Nation all-star album in many ways.
Just love it.
Hey, Coop.
Songs we like, you know, it's good.
L'Ange Lothario DJ, Cocktail Nation.
It's the Cocktail Nation with James Spencer and the Scarlet Hour. Also play the Tiki Torches and Quiet Village from their brand new album, Departure, which is out on iTunes right now. Time for a look at this week in Lounge Life magazine. And you can grab the magazine for free by the website cocktailnation.net. Links there. Of course, it is a Flipboard magazine. So very easy. You've got the Flipboard app. It'll read like a magazine and it will read beautifully. You'll absolutely love it. And, of course, the best retro stories you're going to find anywhere, all in one place. And a story that Darren Long brought me this week, he alerted me that long-time Rutherford Country restaurant, the Omni Hut, is set to close. And Darren put together a wonderful book all about the history of the Omni Hut, which is sad that, it's going to be closing down. And Darren was telling me that he went there the other night, and he ate the food very, very slowly because he knows that he'll never taste that taste again. So it's very sad. Helen Hunt, she is set to lead a BBC World War II drama called World on Fire, and a story all about a 95-year-old German ace who flew a Spitfire for the very, very first time. Imagine that, flying the enemy's plane. It was a plane that he really admired and was quite excited to fly. Isn't that amazing? 95 years old. Mind you, the way things are going these days with technology, with medicinal improvements, I mean, who knows how long we'll be living for.
Cocktail Nation. Exotica and Space Jazz, this is Cocktail Nation with Cuckoo Pair. Thank you.
Hey, how's it going out there? This is Tony from the Sharps.
This is Steve from Codename Carter, and you're listening to the Cocktail Nation.
Strangers in the night, exchanging glances, wandering in the night. What were the chances we'd be sharing love before the night was through? Something in your eyes was so inviting. Something in your smile was so exciting. Something in my heart told me I must have you. Strangers in the night, two lonely people, we were strangers in the night. Up to the moment when we said our first hello, little did we know, love was just a glance away. Dance away, and for strangers in the night. Love was just a glance away, dance away, and ever since that night we've been together, lovers at first sight, in love forever. It turned out so right for strangers in the night.
Cocktailnation with Wayne Newton, Strangers in the Night. It's Lounge Leader Coop Cooper with you. And you know what? I just love receiving your letters.
On de Cocktail Nation, it is Dirk Cooper.
You can send me some audio of yourself and we'll play that. And you can get in touch as well via the social media pages. This one is from Anton in Texas, who writes, "Dear Cube, a few years ago you mentioned a band called Pink something. I can't record who they are, but I know it was Pink, and I remember really liking them." Well, Anton, it's the Pink Martini Band, and they are still going, still traveling the world, one of the biggest lounge acts, really, and you might like to check them out. Their website, of course, is pinkmartini.com, but they are truly amazing, so check them out. I guarantee you're going to love all their stuff. Here they are now with Tempo Burrito on the Cocktail Nation.
Perdoar. Mesmo que tenha sofrido todo o meu tempo perdido, nunca mais te quero amar. Mesmo derramando lágrimas, eu não te posso perdoar. Se quero amar, onde fico procurando esquecer sua maldade, conviver no abandono pra fazer sua vontade. Apesar de ser sincera, tu é quem me fez chorar. Não faz mal, segue o destino que o mundo vai te ensinar. Mas mesmo assim, mesmo derramando lágrimas, eu não te posso perdoar. Mesmo que tenha sofrido todo o meu tempo perdido, nunca mais te quero amar. Sua maldade, conviver no abandono, pra
a fazer sua vontade, apesar de ser sincera, tu é quem me fez chorar. Não fez mal, sei que o destino que mudou vai te ensinar, mas mesmo assim, mesmo derramando lágrimas, quero amar.
Gig de Cocktail Nation 8 Longe Leader Coucou Père.
Okay, let's go to the phones here. Hello.
I just ring you up and encourage you and say that you're doing a fantastic job, and it's always a pleasure to hear you on the radio, buddy.
Hey, Coop, how you doing?
And of course, you're always going to hear Martin Denny and Martha Wyman and all the great.
I'm very happy and proud to be on your show, and thank you for calling halfway around the world.
Lounge, Exotica, and Space Jazz, this is Cocktail Nation with Coucou Père. Cocktail Nation 8 Longe Leader Coucou Père.
It's a Cocktail Nation with James Bond theme and the Secret Agents, playing that one for a reason tonight, actually, up on the Apple Music iOS News app. I've now got a special Cocktail Nation page. So if you've got that app, type in Cocktail Nation and you will find my special page. I don't know how I managed to do this, but somehow I did. Anyway, I've got some stories up there for you, gradually populating that. We've only really just had it going the last couple of weeks. One of the stories I've put up there is about James Bond. Finally, some sanity in this PC world. The executive producer of the James Bond franchise has said that Bond will never be played by a woman. Barbara Broccoli is in charge of deciding who takes the revered role of 007, told The Guardian. Daniel Craig would not be replaced by a female. She said, Bond is male. He's a male character. He was written as a male, and I think he'll probably stay as a male, she said. And that's fine. We don't have to turn male characters into women. Let's just create more female characters and make the story fit those female characters, she said. And this news comes at a time when many franchises are working to appeal to women in a hashtag Me Too kind of way. And sadly, most of these reboots are poor imitations of the real thing. I don't mind strong female characters on our screen, but what I don't like is an appropriation of male characters just because we can. Build your own characters. Take some real stories of real female achievements. But for heaven's sake, don't reinvent the wheel just for the sake of it. Ocean's 8 and Ghostbusters are probably a perfect example of box office flops that never recreate the original excitement. And sadly, I'm sure they won't be the last. Broccoli, whose father, Albert Cubby Broccoli, told The Guardian that the franchise is not a feminist property because people often reference those early movies. As she said, look, it was written in the 1950s, so there were certain things in Bond's DNA that are probably not going to change. And I say thank you, Barbara, for keeping the legacy alive and not falling for the current trends. Bond must be protected and the legend kept alive, not ruined like the most recent female lead in Doctor Who. The next Bond film franchise, known as Bond 25, set to be released February 14, 2020. Pretty exciting stuff. Looking forward to that. And thank goodness, Bond will stay as Bond. Look at the world of swank for past time album clocks.com. Fairly quiet at the moment as far as big events are concerned, but if you've got one, I'd love to hear from you. TheCocktailNation@gmail.com. Wednesday nights, the Bourbon and Banter in Dallas. It's Ricky Derrick, the Golden Tiki. Thursday nights, the Sharps in Vegas, and Ricky Derrick, you can always see him at the Bourbon and Banter in Dallas. These gigs and lots more, check out the website, cocktailnation.net, and click on the World of Swank gig guide tab. Here's Henry Mancini and The Floater.
Jules Otario, DJ. Cocopa.
Doing awesome work, mate. Yeah.
Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation, broadcasting from the center of Sydney.
You're a man of obvious. You're a man of obvious. You're a man of obvious. Never.
The Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
there. This is Tony from the Sharps, and you're listening to the Cocktail Nation. Take it away.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation with the Sharps, Besame Mucho, Neil Hefty before that, Blues for Frank, and the Mexicali Brass with Thunderball. Next week on the show, a brand new book about one of my favourite literary characters. His name is Dirk Dacquery. Another book coming out from good friend of the show, Darren Long. Going to leave you with James Morrison now in Tokyo Express. Stay here.